Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Massachusetts Democrats are celebrating President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris for their victory over President Donald Trump. Here's former Governor Deval Patrick speaking with WBUR last night.
I am relieved. And I'm proud. And I think judging by the spontaneous demonstrations in cities and towns all over America tonight, there are an awful lot of people who agree with me.
And we turn now to WBUR's senior political reporter, Anthony Brooks. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Sharon.
Anthony, for the past few days, as the vote counting continued, the signs did point to a Biden-Harris victory. But once it actually was declared, what reactions did you get from prominent Democrats in Massachusetts?
Well, as you'd expect, Sharon, lots of positive reaction, even jubilation. So let's hear a little more from former Governor Deval Patrick, with whom I spoke last night. Patrick says Biden is particularly well suited to tackle what might be the biggest challenge facing this country right now, beyond the pandemic and the economic distress that so many Americans are dealing with. And that is just how divided this country is.
You know, it may turn out that he is the perfect guy to tackle that challenge. His instinct for collaboration, his empathy, his ability to listen. And what better way to unite the country than to call us all to the task of fixing the country?
And Sharon, we've also heard from the state's all Democratic congressional delegation who've tweeted out their congratulations, including Senator Elizabeth Warren, who said, now let's make some big structural change. Senator Ed Markey called this an historic victory for everyone who believes in science, equality, justice, and decency. And Markey is among those who are hopeful that Biden will be able to get some things done in Washington. Most immediately, a coronavirus relief package. I spoke with him just before Biden was declared the winner, and here's a bit of what he said.
I'm very confident that Biden magic in working with Republicans will play a big role in our ability to pass laws that help every American family, and I'm looking forward to partnering with him. He's a long-term friend of mine.
Well, Anthony, Senator Markey's speaking of working with the GOP, but this obviously was a bruising, a polarizing election in many ways, and President Trump continues to claim without evidence that the election was stolen, and President Trump has not conceded. What are we hearing from Republicans in Massachusetts?
Well, there's a range of reaction. We can talk about Governor Charlie Baker. He's no fan of President Trump. He tweeted out a statement of congratulations to the Democratic ticket on their victory and said, after a long and divisive campaign, it's critical for us all to focus on the challenges facing this nation. But a lot of Republicans, of course, are continuing to support the president. We know that more than a million people in Massachusetts voted for him. So here's Bristol County Sheriff Thomas Hodgson, who was chairman of the Trump campaign in Massachusetts. Hodgson believes the president's unsubstantiated allegations of voter fraud. He believes in them and suggests that this election is still not over.
Obviously disappointing that it's been called at this point. I do believe that there has been fraud. There's a whole legitimate question as to whether or not these results are really representing, honestly, the votes that are out there.
And Anthony, we should stress again, although President Trump and his supporters do talk about fraud and say the election was stolen, there is not evidence to back up those claims.
That's right. And so far, the president's efforts to litigate this in the courts haven't really gone anywhere. He promises to continue legal challenges beginning tomorrow, although there doesn't seem to be a credible route to actually overturn what appears to be a pretty convincing win by Mr. Biden. But President Trump hasn't conceded, and very few Republicans in Washington have suggested he should or have even congratulated Biden, which is a real departure from tradition. So here's Gus Bickford, the chairman of the Massachusetts Democratic Party.
My hope is that many of the members of the Republican Party will now stand up and help this president recognize that he has lost and he needs to be respectful and get out of the White House.
One of the few prominent Republicans who did congratulate Biden and Harris is Utah Senator and former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney. In a tweet, Romney congratulated them and said they're both people of goodwill and admirable character. but very few other Republicans have taken that route.
Anthony, thank you.
My pleasure, Sharon.
WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks.